Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 11, 2022. Medicine at the service of business. Comment: I have heard of such cases when a person seems to be terminally ill. Doctors predict that he has very little time left to live, and somehow suddenly he is cured. My response: firstly, it depends on the person. Secondly, with respect to medicine, there is nothing to talk about at all. Healthcare workers themselves do not understand how pharmacologists fool them. They shove all sorts of nonsense in front of them, and they already work according to this nonsense, just as economists do not understand what they are supposedly given in the economic theories they nonetheless work according to. Both are absolute lies. The same economy and the same medicine, but with completely different drugs, different attitudes, different data, and facts about all diseases. And all this fanaticism is just for the sake of business. Only just. Otherwise, there would be no additional billions for those who already have a lot of them. Anyway, my words will not help anyone. This will be revealed gradually in the future. People should reveal evil to the extent that they can cope with, realize, understand, and accept it. If not, it will only bring them completely useless suffering. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Cause of all diseases, July 23, 2013. To understand what is written in the Zohar tells us about what is happening in the spiritual world, about the actions of the bestowal of creation. Therefore, we cannot understand it since we are not yet able to perform such actions. We are in our egoistic desire and know only how to receive fulfillment and pleasure and how to act in order to achieve this pleasure. And the actions that the Zohar speaks about seem to be described in some incomprehensible language, like a secret code, as if it is about something unreal, either in the language of Kabbalah, in terms of the Sefirot, part Sufim, the worlds, or as some kind of allegory where the sun, moon, mountains, people, and animals act like in a fairy tale. None of us understand it, nor do we feel it, because we are not in the property, nature, of bestowal, but are in the property, nature, of receiving. If we were to receive the higher, spiritual properties of bestowal and love instead of our earthly egoistic properties, we would immediately understand what the Zohar tells us, and along with its reading we would reveal the higher world. Moreover, it will be not like in an adventure novel in fantasy, but rather in reality. However, since there are still no spiritual properties in me, what is described in the Zohar is unreal. That is why our reading of the Zohar is called segula, a special technique. What is it? We read and try to call upon ourselves forces from that world, the level that is spoken of in the book. Even if I do not understand the text, but I want to change and I want to feel it, it shines on me with a light that returns to the source, Ohr Makif, or surrounding light. This force acts on me and will reveal new properties in me, the properties of bestowal that are written about in the Zohar. After all, it is written entirely in the nature of bestowal, not of receiving, and only according to the nature of bestowal can one understand what is written there. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, January 29, 2010. Shemati, to understand the words of the Holy Zohar. No mystical powers. Comment: you once told me that when you watched the movie Indiana Jones, you realized the harm it brings to the world, but at the same time you said that it was a part of correction. You have a twofold attitude on this issue. My response: what can you do? People have to go through all phases of religious, mystical, and many other beliefs. Of course, they think that if they find some piece of wood, or a stone, or a 2,000-year-old piece of parchment, then they will receive some mystical powers from it. That is nonsense. There are no miracles in the world. Simply none. A miracle is our ability to reach a level where we feel the more subtle forces of nature. But we must mature to their level. Just like today, if you show a Neanderthal what surrounds you, he will think that you are higher than his God. Because his God can only do this and that, and you suddenly appear on my screen and I am talking to you. This is simply connecting the worlds. Everything is much simpler, more specific, and follows the exact laws of nature. I hope that after this round, when humanity enters into all sorts of religious excesses again, it will come out of it very quickly. If not, then there will be religious wars. This would be the war of Gog and Magog, which can still happen in our world at the physical level. Let's hope that it will be purely virtual. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Stages of Development, July 5, 2013. Absolute devotion to the teacher. Question: Balhasulam kept his disciples at a certain level. And when he died, they fell. How did you manage not to fall when Rabesh died? Answer: I was connected with him internally. I just stuck to him and was by his side all the time. After his death, I got up every morning and mentally talked with him. I talked to him in a dream. While doing something, I thought, if I tell him, how will he react to this? Very often I broke away from some activity, jumped up and looked at the clock. Oh, I'm late, I have to run to him. But he was gone. Or I woke up in the middle of the night with the same thoughts, as if I should go to him. And these were terrible shocks. Oh, I'm late. On the one hand, and on the other hand, immediately the second blow, there is nowhere to run. There is nothing to compare with 12 years of being next to a person who was like a spring of life for you. Nothing. But for this you need to reach absolute devotion during your lifetime. And it does not just depend on the person I want. It comes with great difficulty and I would say luck. There was an element of luck here. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Dr. Lateman's Prophecy, June 25, 2013.